Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
MRN Crew Call is brought to you by Hercules Tires.
Welcome to MRN Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. I am Kyle Rickey, and as we gear up for the 2021 season, there have been a lot of big announcements here in recent weeks concerning new team, driver combinations, well, and even some new teams, including a new team that is going to be started by former NASCAR driver Justin Marks. The name of the team? Team Trackhouse. We're going to talk to him in a moment about the new team, why he's starting it in 2021, and talk to him about the driver that he selected, a former NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, Daniel Suarez. That and more on this edition of MRN Crew Call.
Citywide to countryside. Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. Go to HerculesTire.com. There you can find the nearest authorized Hercules retail location to you. Plus, you can use the tire tracker to find out which Hercules tire fits your vehicle the best. That's HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires. Ride on our strength.
Back here on the Motor Racing Network, and as promised a few moments ago, we told you we'd catch up with one of the newest, I believe the newest owner in NASCAR racing, Justin Marks, the new owner of the new team, Team Trackhouse. Justin, first off, thank you for joining us here on MRN.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's walk us through the last, I guess, couple of months in leading up to the announcement recently that you are forming a team for the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series season. Kind of walk us through how this whole process started for you.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's been over a year. It's been more like a year and a half since kind of the seeds were really planted on starting this Trackhouse company. And you know, it all kind of started really when this was something that I always wanted to do, but the barriers of entry in the sport were just so high that from a business standpoint, it just didn't make a lot of sense without, you know, having to spend a ridiculous amount of personal capital just to give yourself a shot to compete. And so I kind of had it on the shelf for a couple of years, but honestly, when NASCAR started talking about this new car, that's when the light bulb really went off in my head. And I thought that there was, you know, this is sort of that inflection point in the sport that's going to start building a real business case to come in and get involved from an ownership standpoint, because, you know, it's going to create, I think, a bit of a more even playing field, you know, in the sport. So you're not sort of constantly being outspent. You know, I think that element will still be there, but I think money alone isn't going to sort of buy speed with this new car as much as it traditionally had. So, you know, a number of other things, you know, with this new car presented some really interesting opportunities. I mean, started to think really outside of the box about what kind of a next generation race team would look like also around this new car. And so that just started the conversations early about, you know, kind of putting a business plan together, a rollout strategy, sort of a long-term strategy, and start to figure out what that looks like. And pretty early on in the process, I started working with Ty Norris, who's got a lot of experience in this business, has run two major organizations, has been in the sport for a long time. So I was able to, you know, lean on his experience and let him get me in front of the right people, and then us to sort of build this team together. So it really ramped up, you know, this spring. I'll back up a minute and explain, you know, when the next gen car got delayed a year, it didn't necessarily stop our stride, because I think the structure that we built and how we were going to roll this team out from an operational standpoint, from a capital allocation standpoint, that car getting delayed didn't necessarily hurt us that much because of how closely we're going to partner with another organization, which was sort of the plan all along anyway. So when we decided, you know, we're going to commit to 2021 and we're going to get going, things really ramped up in the spring when we basically had to go shopping for charters. And it was very, very stressful. It was a bumpy ride. But we ultimately, in the 11th hour, was able to get one onboarded, and then, you know, bring Daniel on and build Trackhouse and get rolling.
Let's talk about Daniel for a moment. Obviously, he has found a lot of success in this sport at all levels. The old K&N series, the trucks, NASCAR Mexico series, the Xfinity series, and obviously Cup. How did that partnership come together with you and Daniel Suarez?
Yeah, we had a pretty short list of guys, honestly, when we started thinking about drivers. But you know, I think more than anything, we had a sort of a list of assets that the driver that we hired was going to have. And you know, when we sort of looked at that list and kind of determined, you know, who's got these couple of assets that we really really need. That list got a little bit shorter. We landed on Daniel for really a number of reasons. A, he's an incredibly talented driver. And, you know, I raced against him in 2016 in the Xfinity series in his championship season. And he was incredible to watch. I mean, he outraced Kyle Busch and to a win at Michigan. He was incredibly fast at Dover, which is a real driver's racetrack, and a number of other places. So, you know, so that was important to us too. You know, he's got 139 starts in the NASCAR Cup Series. So he's got experience at the top level, and he knows what it takes to compete. He's driven for two major organizations. He's driven for two OEMs. And now he's in sort of an underfunded sort of, I don't want to call it a back marker team out of respect to those guys. But I mean, he's in a situation this year where he just doesn't have competitive equipment underneath him like he needs. So he's hungry. So he's got a little chip on his shoulder, and he's ready to get back because he's ready to prove to the world that he's capable of winning races, and we believe that he is capable of winning races. So those two things spoke pretty pretty loudly. And then, you know, a big element of what we're trying to do at Trackhouse is have a part of this business that tells a bigger story about America and tells a bigger story about, you know, what it means to be American and what it means to live in a land of opportunity like this. Daniel came to America, you know, as basically the only Latino driver in NASCAR with nothing but a dream. And through grit and determination and talent and hard work, he got himself to the very tip top of the sport. And that's an incredible story. And it plays well with what Trackhouse is trying to do from a STEM initiative, from a community outreach initiative. And I think it differentiates our brand a little bit. And it's something we can really lean into and promote and you know, I think it, like I said, differentiates us. And I think we've had some really fantastic conversations with companies that are interested in partnering with us. And I'm excited. I mean, he's an incredibly talented driver. He's a great guy, a great human being, and he's hungry and he's ready to prove to everybody that he can do this job.
Absolutely. One of the nicest guys that you can find in the NASCAR garage area, no doubt. And we've known him here at MRN for a number of years. You mentioned the brand. Talk about the brand for a moment. Where did the name Team Trackhouse come from?
Well, you know, very early on, it was important to me to build a race team that could transcend me, that could be bigger than me. I never wanted Justin Marks Racing. I never wanted my name on the side of the building because we're trying to build a company that becomes a real brand. And, you know, in looking at all of the teams that are competing right now and have competed in the history of the sport, there's not a lot of teams that are really cool. I mean, the last really cool team that there was in NASCAR was Red Bull, and it was because they were a true lifestyle brand, and they transcended the sport of NASCAR, and they had athletes all over the world, and they were in music and entertainment and culture and all these other things. And so that's kind of the framework, I think, that we wanted to pursue. So, you know, Trackhouse is so we partnered with a great organization out of Portland, Oregon called Watson Creative that, you know, is a creative agency that's worked with Nike and the University of Oregon and a number of other companies. And we just did a deep dive into, you know, what the NASCAR demographic is, what the fan base traditionally has been, and then where we want to take it in the future and what we want to do with it in the future. So, you know, we want to really curate a fan base for ourselves, and you know, we want this to be a team that's kind of by fans for fans and really promotes the fact that we just love cars going 200 miles an hour every weekend on the racetrack, and that's an awesome thing, and we don't want to forget how awesome that is. So we do our business on the track, but we're building a house where the door's always unlocked and people can always come and be a part of what we want to do. And there's so many cool things that we can do with this brand. And you know, in our sort of 3-5-10-year plan, when you look 5 years down the road, I'm really pumped up about the things that we're going to pursue. I mean, ultimately, right now, it's about establishing ourselves from a competition standpoint, making sure that we're putting quality equipment on the racetrack and we're really building a team. But beyond that, we really want our house. We want this house that anybody can come in and be a part of to transcend the sport and start doing some really cool things in entertainment and music and art and culture and STEM with our initiatives in the community. And So that's kind of the gist, the DNA of it, I guess.
Sounds like a great concept, no doubt. Last question for you. Read some quotes this week. You have a lot of confidence going in next year. You said we're just not going to be at the racetrack racing. We're going to be contending for wins and hopefully, you know, be a playoff contender next year. What gives you that confidence so early as you continue to really form this race team?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't come from a place of ego. It doesn't come from a place of lack of experience or, you know, watching how difficult truly this sport is. You know, the people that we're partnered with and the program that we're putting together right now, I have a lot of confidence. I have a lot of confidence for next year. I'm somebody that I think I'm pretty good at managing my expectations. And I know it's going to be difficult and I know it's going to be a lot of work and it's not, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road, obviously, because we're so new and we're building something. But, you know, I told Daniel a few weeks ago, I said, you know, in this sport, there's ebbs and flows in this sport. And you always want to ride the front of a wave. And Chevrolet is at the front of a wave right now. I mean, with the Hendrick and an ECR partnership, with the commitments that General Motors have made to NASCAR with their tech center that they're embarking on in Charlotte, this company is coming back for that championship trophy. And all of the teams that sit behind the bow tie are going to be able to step up in performance. Daniel's hungry. RCR has proven this year that they do an incredible job with what they've got going. They're building fantastic race cars right now. So they're going to be great partners for us. All the ingredients are there for us to succeed. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm managing expectations. I'm not telling Daniel, look, you got to make the playoffs or we're going to go have a difficult contract discussion, you know, for 22. It's nothing like that. I mean, we've built a business model around where we think we're going to run just in kind of like, our financials and our projections. But when you watch the competition and you watch the fact that, you know, we've got parts freezes in these cars right now and that there's not a lot of new technologies that are going to be rolled out in 21. And you see what RCR has been able to do with their equipment and the fact that that Daniel is so hungry. And we are talking to some crew chiefs right now that any one of them coming on and being a part of this is going to be incredible for us. I'm confident. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to make the playoffs, but I'm not saying we're not going to have a shot at it.
I mean, you need to come in with confidence, right? I mean, you need all the confidence in the world when you race at NASCAR's top level. So, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Motor Racing Network. Best of luck between now and the start of the new season and in developing the team. And obviously, we look forward to seeing you at the track come February.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Justin Marks joining us here on the Motor Racing Network, the newest owner in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Sir, are you aware you were going 40 miles an hour? This is a residential area.
Sure, but I'm on my lawnmower. Wait, am I getting a ticket?
No, I've just never seen anyone top 9 miles an hour on one of those bad boys. And mow their entire lawn in 30 seconds? What got into you?
Well, it did fuel up at Sunoco this morning.
At Sunoco, we know how to fuel peak performance. We've been doing it for American racing for over 50 years. Fuel your best.
Want to thank Justin Marks for joining us on this edition of MRN Crew Call. If you have a suggestion of a future guest on this show, send us a message on Twitter at MRN Radio, our handle, and use the hashtag AskMRN. We'll try to get your suggestion on future editions of this show. Again, thanks to Justin for joining us. Best wishes to him as he continues to put that team together throughout the rest of this 2020 season and they prepare for their 2021 debut. I'm Kyle Ricci. We'll see you back here next week on MRN Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network.
MRN Crew Call was brought to you by Hercules Tires.